This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Monday. May the 5th Monday. Be with you, 2025.
Monday.
May the 5th.
Oh, man, I got to tell you about something.
We miss May the 4th, you know, the real one. And then we missed 420 because it was on the weekend.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
We did.
Well, we missed all the fun times. So today we're going to have people call in. And this is going to be a strange, but it's going to be one of a kind. People are going to call in, hit a bong rip, and then give their best Star Wars Chewbacca impression.
Oh, my God.
We're going to combine the two because we didn't get them.
Okay.
420 and May the 4th.
And have them doing it in Latin because it's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, my God.
Latin, though? I'd go for Espanol.
Okay, that's better.
All right. So we'll do that at some point. Stand by. At some point in the show today, bong rip, Chewbacca impression, but it must be in Spanish.
And you're not going to be as good as the mom in the Chewbacca mask.
God!
You
talking about the
but you can try.
You talking about the lady in her car?
Yep.
God.
She bought the mask.
I tell you.
She couldn't stop laughing.
You know, when you see videos like that, you're like, I hope to God that the original video that she uploaded herself is the one that's scoring the residuals, as it were. But you know, like E-Bomb or somebody's probably one of the first ones that put it up. Or
yeah, reposts or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like she probably just... Like the dude that interviewed Hawk Tua, name him.
I couldn't even tell you the channel.
I know. I wouldn't know if he walked in here right now and we were playing Guess My Line or whatever the hell it was. It's like, that sucks. I mean, I've said that before. The people in the background. It's like, you know, Washington
hers.
Crossing the Delaware. I was going to say Potomac. Delaware. And they show him on the front of the – who else was on that boat? Who else was on the – Christopher Columbus. He didn't drive 3 damn boats at one time. Now, who else? We should know their names.
I got a clip of the mom, if you remember.
Hawk Tua's mom?
No, the –
Chewbacca mom.
Yeah, Chewbacca mom.
We don't know she's a mom.
Oh, yeah, I don't know for sure. But
yeah, lady. We'll call her Chewbacca lady.
She looks big enough to have had a kid.
That's great. That's great.
God.
I wish you laugh.
I forgot how psycho it was.
It's so good.
God, it goes
so
on for like a minute there.
Yeah.
There are a few joys in life.
There are.
That is one of them.
I mean, like, imagine, though, the security camera footage of her trying it on in the store. That's something you would have tried out before you bought it, I guess.
Maybe.
It may be in a box. I don't know. But, like, that was like, just imagine that she probably sold it at a yard sale by now.
Well, this says a Coke can sounds like Chewbacca. I don't know. Let's see if this is right.
You You know, Chewbacca also sounds like a whale underwater. I've never heard one out of water, so I don't know what that sounds like. But it sounds like, you know, deep water recordings of a whale.
I thought Chewbacca was that evil Mexican goat that'd get you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
I won't say where this happened.
I digested that joke twice. The first time I enjoyed it. The second time I enjoyed it more. You know what I mean? It had layers to it. That was good.
There was an event yesterday for, obviously, to celebrate the May the 4th Be We.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an orchestra of Star Wars music. And I was thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, that might be fun. But it's $70 a ticket. Is it that fun?
God.
I was like, what? Well, nobody's going to come out in the max or, you know, light fight each other.
God.
It's just the orchestra.
Well, I mean, that's highbrow stuff, generally speaking, anyway. So people are probably used to that. Like, they probably wouldn't go somewhere it costs less than $50. Because the reason they go places like that is not to hang around people like us. And that's why, like, destinations vacationally, you know, the ones we've often talked about, like, you have to be making up that. I have never seen that on a map before. Oh, yes, it's where all they go there because we can't. That's exactly what that's all about. And then when we can, then it's not the place to go anymore. You know.
They've already moved on.
Right.
Some people are
like Myrtle Beach is a damn good example. Yep. Damn good example. I mean, you talking about some of the, I want to say, Rockefeller had a place down near Charleston.
Used to be
certain of that.
The playground.
Yeah, and then
wealthy people.
Next thing you know, people started, you know, commoners started getting pensions and stuff, especially in the 80s. I mean, think about it. My grandma and grandpa who lived on Poe Mill had a house at Myrtle Beach at Ocean Lakes.
God, hang on to it.
That's absurd.
Yeah.
And they were not in debt. They just, you know, again, they recycled bathwater, so we know where that money came. I helped pay for that in a way. Taking them, that's the last one too, y'all. Always. Me and my cousin was talking about that at the funeral the other day. It's like, you remember them? It was like a shudder. It's like, I don't want to talk about it. Oh, that was wild.
Cool.
Freaky. Gray bathwater. God bless.
I had a buddy that grandparents said would just, you know, would do the bare minimum water payment per month, and they would save the water. And you couldn't flush much. And sometimes they would use the toilet water to clean the floor with.
God.
Even if somebody
had a free flusher this weekend myself.
Wow.
I was sharing that with you earlier.
I thought we had a rough time in California, but...
God, y'all, yeah.
We did. When I was growing up, you had to shower with a friend because...
Wow.
Yes, that was a slogan.
That's how
because the water shortage was so bad.
That was the motto?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Shower with a friend.
Shower with your brother. Welcome to California.
God, do you think... Now...
And there
seriously,
like,
do you think... I'm just throwing this out there because I know born this way and all that, but like... Do you think that kind of started a lot of homosexuality? Because come on, California. I remember in the 80s they were preaching that it was going to fall off in the ocean because it was so bad because all that stuff. And that's what they were saying.
You know, just because of that didn't make me want to dabble in it. So.
You did, though, right?
I've kissed a girl.
Well.
On the mouth?
Where else shall I kiss her, fat
with
boy?
With a good door split her.
Oh. You're great.
Oh, that's good. I don't know if you started at the top of the crack or what.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shower with a friend.
Yeah.
We showered at Boy Scout camp together.
I didn't shower with any friends at that age.
Then you got all the fires out there. Like, they didn't
it's
remember all the
stuff.
It's been
fires were there all my life. You were aware of fire season.
I know, but like...
We never burned anything in our backyards, ever.
You just think, like, of all the innovations we've had as people, like, that would have been something they could have figured out. I'm ignorant to... I mean, honestly. Now, I know there was the stuff about them not wanting to do away with old dead trees because it was sanctifying the land or what bullcrap that was. I think you was just leaving it laying there like kindling, ready for it to go.
And we had a wood thatched roof, you know. So my mom would always say, "Don't do bottle rockets towards the house, dummies." You know what she does?
You had a wooden roof house.
Yeah.
You don't see those much. Like the Mexicans, that have the those
Spanish
clay whatever tiles,
shingles things. I don't know. What are those called? Oh, they're beautiful.
God, if you build houses,
nice,
what's that called?
When it rains on those too. It's like literally hitting bricks. It sounds like, I don't know. It's a different sound. God, what is that called? I don't know.
Hola.
I don't know.
El Reno.
But, you know, when we moved here, it was different. We were able to have fireworks.
Like, where were the places in California that, like, what was California's Myrtle Beach that used to be? Look, and Myrtle Beach is still nice within the confines of Ocean Lakes, and you leave that and you're just in the wild.
It would be Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz. Yeah, that was
where, you know, we had the boardwalk and everything.
The Slasher was there, though. Although that was a skateboarder, not a murderer. Santa Cruz Slasher?
I remember about that one.
You really? Am I wrong with that? No, I am going to consult Google on that, because
that's a cool name, though.
Santa Cruz Slasher. It was a skateboarder.
We had Night Stalker in L.A., and then, God.
Or it's a skateboard.
I remember Night Stalker. That's a good doc on Netflix. He was stinky, too.
Yeah. Santa Cruz Slasher was a skateboard. Oh, yeah. My buddy Steven had that. It was like, it looked like a Rat Fink with the tongue sticking out. It literally is Rat Fink. They just ripped it off.
The one the Z-Boys use it?
I don't remember. I don't remember who skated that.
Oh, with
that
the Zodiac Killer. Why did I not think of that?
That's what you skated?
No, I'm just trying to think of the serial killer that we were.
That was San Francisco, right?
It was. The Zodiac Killer. My mom always said that she thought that my stepfather could have been the Zodiac Killer because he did weird things.
So wild, because my skateboard that I did buy, because, you know, all the skaters had, like, the Tony Hawk. I mean, that was the one that, you know. But everybody had Tony Hawk, so you wanted to do something different. Yeah. I did.
Whatever new generation had, you had to get.
Well, I was a Blazer kid myself. I don't know how to spell this guy's name. But I'll just say it and somebody on the text line will know, I hope. The skateboarder that I bought, I was Vision Streetwear. I wasn't Powell and Peralta, although I did like Bones. But I was kind of mixed, really, between that. I was really? It was like an inter-skatial person.
Did you have the airwalks too? Or the Sambas?
No, I had airwalks and Vans. Vans for sure. Hold on, I just got to text, see if this person will know. Big Brown says there was a hitchhiker with a hatchet on Netflix. Okay.
What?
I don't know. He might be listening to an old show and thinking it's a live one.
You had trick trucks, I heard.
We are live now. I had cheater bolts. But anyway, Gator Gorowski, I think was his name. Again. I know I don't know it right, so correct me on the text.
Is he related to Killer, by chance?
That's Killer Kowalski. But anyway, this guy, blah, 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 you know, ended up, he had some big allegations against him. I can't recall exactly to what degree they were now. I don't know if it was, or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, I didn't know if it was like, you know, swing sniffing or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But I was like, oh, man, I picked the wrong one.
I picked
the wrong guy to invest my future
in. Why is that small wearing a Killer Gorowski?
It was Gator Gorowski. God bless. I don't know. I loved Vision Streetwear. It was so nothing, but I get it now with, like, Supreme and stuff. Like, what is the logo? Nothing. What was Vision Streetwear? Nothing. It was nothing just cool. Really. I was just a victim of peer pressure. That's all it was. But I liked it too. Mark Gator Rogowski. Ah.
Gator Rogowski.
Let's do this and see what. Oh, first picture's a mugshot.
Oh, no. Let me look him up. Is he a Polish person by chance?
Dude, you know what's crazy? I believe that's. Side note this. Ole Anderson's real name. I think his last name is Rogowski. Legit. Anyway, skateboarder, currently incarcerated. Oh, I was right on both, the and the He was first-degree murder and forcible rape.
Oh, my God.
Yes, 31 years to life in prison.
Like, same person or different case?
Well, I don't know at that point that's – can you compile that? I don't know. I mean, you should.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
forcible sounds like one of the worst ones.
Yeah. So I had that guy's skateboard, and let's read this together. He's mainly prominent in the 80s and early 90s. Perfect, because I graduated in 93. Rogowski's career ended when he pled guilty for assaulting, raping, and murdering, I'm not going to say the name, although I should, Jessica Bernstein.
Yeah, I see that.
In 1991. Jesus. So that was right there in the, oh, dude. That was right there. I was like, God, I got it. I went and grinded with no rails so I'd rub the logo off. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
People would have the rails to grab. I was never going to catch air, so I didn't need rails. Also, I needed them for stability because I was heavy set.
Yeah. So I guess he's in for life, right? Because you, California does not have death penalty.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Yeah,
what
they
a
do.
Blast from the past.
Because Scott Peterson, they took it off, and then he got commuted to down to life.
Wow.
And moved out of San Quentin.
I know, but you can be on death row, right?
I think all those guys got commuted. Like, I don't think it's a thing anymore.
Now I'm going to look up something else. This is called Fun with Google.
Let's see.
Oh, yes, yeah, I'm absolutely right. Ole Anderson's real name is Alan Robert Rogowski. I wonder if they're related. Now I'll look that up.
There's a documentary on Rogowski. I'd like to check that out.
I know, man. I remember it happening. I just couldn't remember which one it was. Turns out it was both.
I don't want to see any bad stuff, but, you know.
No. Goodness gracious. What a. When you get memories flood in your mind like that, it feels like a powerful buzz. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it feels like, ooh.
Okay, they have a moratorium, so.
Yeah, they're not executing, but you still can be on death row.
Yeah,
the death
which
penalty.
That's backwards ass, but
it is. But what ain't? Besides my grammar. Lord have mercy. My gosh. Anyway, so how was y'all's weekend?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot going on, but you know.
What does that mean? So that meant you had no responsibilities. You did whatever you wanted, kind of.
I want to be you when I grow up.
Yeah, but next weekend I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to be dog sitting, so.
Well, you know, you let that thing breathe.
Wife's going out of town for Mother's Day, and I'm like, I don't want to go on that trip. So y'all have fun.
Oh, come on, dude. It's Mother's Day. Go with
her. Well, it was part of taking a Friday off, too, and like, you know.
Okay, don't do that.
They work schedules that allow them to easily take time off.
Yeah.
And though people like to give us hell for working 4 hours a day.
Oh, yeah, that's all we work.
You can't just take, you know, whatever day's off at the last minute.
Were they going to?
No.
Oh, really?
Going to a national park in Kentucky.
Oh.
I'm like, oh. And the way they got to go to it is all the way up through Georgia and all the way up through Tennessee. I'm like, I ain't doing that.
Oh, that's very scenic, though.
Hey, even if there is a Bucky's close to where you're going, I ain't going.
But you know why that doesn't matter is you would have to drive. And it's not as scenic when you can't turn your head 360 and look at stuff.
Well, I can't.
Regardless. Honey, look. I cannot.
I can't turn
my head 18-wheelers all around. You want to get there alive.
Plus, I'm not one of these stay-out-of-town guys. I'm turn and burn. If we go to an event or a concert, I don't care what time it is. I'm coming back home.
You're like my brother. He wouldn't let me go to the Grand Canyon when we were driving across the country. It was a big fight.
What's the biggest goddamn hole in the
world?
He's
like, you've already seen it. Why do you want to go again? I go, because we're here, dummy. Why not see it again? You've seen it how many times?
I've been to Carowinds like 50 times.
You want to see it again? Yes, I do.
Probably
I might
100.
Find something different when I'm looking down.
I bet you 100. Yeah, that's kind of
a lot.
Yeah, that's going twice a year since birth. Yeah, we're not going
to
go that far.
You better
far
go to the bathroom because we're not going to stop for 100 hours.
So I'd let you look at it. Oh, I'd stop for a half hour, but we ain't staying the night. You can sleep in the car. I'll drive all night.
Great
See,
song.
I hate that. That's not fun.
Not a good movie.
People want to...
Come on, work with me.
People want to stay all the time out of town.
He drives at night, is what you said, right?
I drove all night.
Oh, okay.
To get to you.
That was a song, yes.
Yeah. Lord.
All right. Woke you from your sleep to make love to you.
Uh-oh. Right? Did you get my permission?
I just assumed it was cool.
Speaking of that...
Fuck, I'm testifying.
Wow.
What are you doing Thursday week?
Thursday.
That would be May the 15th be with you.
Oh.
This is Thursday.
Yeah. I know where I'm going.
Hickory, North Carolina?
Yes, sir. The premiere.
The premiere.
Oh, yeah.
Jackal.
See, Jackal Jesse.
Good.
We're going to talk to Jesse James Dupree this morning, live on camera video. What? Video camera. That should just say video, right?
Yeah.
You can't do video without a camera, so it goes without being seen. Yeah, that's going to be the big show next Thursday, May 15th, in Hickory, North Carolina, at the premiere with Jackal.
We ain't talked to Jesse in a while.
I know.
Jesse's cool.
And this will be the first time, for whatever reason, we've done video with him. So that's going to be fun in itself.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy was the litmus test. We're like, that went pretty well, so let's do it again.
Yeah, it went really well. So I had a boner, and I was knocking on it because that's for good luck. For good luck.
Mr. Whiffer.
Yeah.
He spit on his knuckles before he knocked on it.
I did. I've been knocking on it this whole time. Anyway, Gator Rogowski will be on this later. Pardon. Jesse James Dupree from Jackal will be joining us. We got some mail site to get to, as well as always your phone calls, 1-800-774-0093. Your text messages, 1-800-774-0093. Matt, man, that's the same number. That's right, dummy.
You big,
use
stupid,
the
dumb ass
same age. One to call or text.
You dumb bastard. You effing hayseed.
Don't text and drive, dummy. And ask your parents permission, nerd.
Even if you are, ask them anyway.
Yeah, even if you're like 40, call them. And when they say, well, yeah, I don't give a damn, say, well, it's good to talk to you, Mom. All right, Daddy. Paige?
Yeah.
What's up in the Plex?
All right, well, there's a dermatologist that finds that these people in Hollywood have something in common. Whoopi, excuse me, allergies. Whoopi Goldberg, Sharon Osbourne, and Rebel Wilson. They have a problem.
What was it?
What? Whoopi, Rebel Wilson, and who?
Sharon Osbourne.
Sharon Osbourne.
Sharon
Osbourne.
Sharon!
They have something in common, and there's this
they
new
used to be on
problem.
The View.
Perhaps.
Ooh. Oh!
I don't know. Well, not the one, right? Like one of them. The one with the Confederate first name?
Rebel? No, she's English.
Yeah, and that's doesn't come from the Confederacy. Rebel actually is from England.
There's 80 people already text that in.
Yeah.
Know your history, damn it.
Yeah.
Whose flag is that on the side, 85?
You got the channel. I mean, my Lord. Well, we're going to talk to him later. All right. Good morning, everyone.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Whoopi Goldberg, Sharon Osbourne, and Rebel Wilson.
Former lovers of Ted Danson.
That's a good answer, but no, it's not correct.
All right,
it's
I didn't two out of the three. For. I didn't know about...
God, if he ran through then, that'd be old Becker.
They are all showing signs of something that they have in common. Other than
plastic
that...
Plastic surgery.
Oh, you're onto something.
Oh, so what if you're going to be white?
Butt plants.
No, butt implants,
yeah.
You say?
I just shorten it to butt
plants. Butt plants?
Yeah, butt plants.
No.
Where'd he come?
That's a good answer.
They got their legs stretched. They want to be taller.
I'm going to say Whoopi's going to turn white. Is that a good answer?
Does that mean the other two are going to turn black?
No.
Rebel can't be black.
No.
And
you can. You can't be a black woman named Rebel.
It's not that. Not the boobs. They don't all...
Are they going to get dreadlocks like Whoopi's got?
No. They're not getting alopecia either.
Bush dreadlocks.
One. Who's changing? Are they all three changing?
They all have signs of this.
Back facials.
Menopause.
That's good. Back facials are great. I'm very good at them. So they're all showing signs of Ozempic mouth.
Oh, what is that?
You know, that drug has been really popular in Hollywood. It's an easy way to lose weight.
How is it? Oh, well, I was about to say, how easy is it to get? But obviously, like, fentanyl's not, but that didn't stop a lot.
Is this the same? Is that considered a GLP-1? Because people talk about semaglutide and GLP-1s, whatever Charles Barkley's doing.
You say semaglutide like every show. Like, are you an endorser?
No, that's like the main thing that makes you lose the weight. That's why these spas around here and everywhere else across the country are giving you just semaglutide injections. Because that's what makes you lose the weight. That's what's so hard to get. It's becoming like insulin. It's like very valuable.
Insulin does not make me lose weight.
Mark Cuban, his pharmacy, says whenever we can figure out the insulin, how to get it cheap, manufactured, or whatever, you know, we'll have it cornered. Everybody else will have to bow down to us, price-wise.
He said bow down?
Well, you know, not in so many words.
Oh, okay.
Huh. But he is Cuban, so I couldn't understand him.
God, maybe I need to find CLP-1? A doctor who's cool with it.
I think, is it GLP-1? Whatever Charles Barkley's on.
I don't know.
He just said, that's
a
just
big
what,
butt.
What they call it, GLP-1. It's like, I inserted it in my stomach and I lose weight, Ernie.
The other stuff
they make sure you know is semaglutide.
Ernie's leaving. They retired him or whatever, right?
No, they're going to be on ESPN next year. Just licensed out.
Well, you can get it online within 24 hours, so.
Yeah, it's not cheap, right?
I don't know.
Like, if you go to a spa and get this stuff, I know somebody that started doing it, he gets one a week. He's like, you're not even hungry, like, for, like, the whole week.
Yeah, but that's not good for your health. It don't seem like it does. Like, you have to eat. You have to. I mean, you'll lose bone density. You will lose muscle mass for sure.
I mean,
and there's down the road. There is.
If you
I'm telling
lose
you, it's
it
not
too fast,
that easy.
And you're depriving your body of all those calories. You will have saggy skin.
Yeah. Well, so now listen. I got saggy skin, but I had a lot of it prior too. So it's
better to lose it.
I'm not going
slowly
to get plastic surgery and getting skin removed. I won't.
Small four meals a day, proper nutrition.
That's wrong to say, because not everybody's the same, and we can't just. It's like the three meals a day, the pyramid, all the food pyramid, and all that. Like, that's so antiquated because every single person's diet is different, and until you figure that out and get somebody that can tell you, like,
well, I agree with that.
This is what you like, because. My tough thing was vegetables, like, for the longest time, till I finally found vegetables that I do like.
Right.
Oh, I
and
love them.
It made it work for me. Like, I do two vegetable days a week.
But I like frying them. That's where I screw up.
Well, just, yeah. Well, yeah, that ain't good. Well,
this
I mean,
is.
Dude, olive oil is so. I mean, this.
You can stir fry vegetables. I had some last night.
Good. You got to make him play some music here in a minute.
This says one injection a week, but it goes into different, like, increments. I'm not good with numbers. But yeah, one a week essentially. Then you work up to more.
And
you
it
are
affects
right
your
it.
Hormones. Is that what it does?
I don't know. It's like, I guess it makes you not want to eat as much.
Yeah.
It tries to control your blood sugar at the same time.
We should run with this this trend of GLP-1s, and that's what we'll call good looking P1s.
All right.
So if you're good looking P1, you're now a GLP-1. Just let us know when you call.
Let me tell you what this GLP-1 is causing people to have before you. Want to get people involved in it, because these people, Whoopi, Sharon, and Rebel, are all showing signs of Ozempic mouth, where it causes the face to have lines, wrinkles, sagging skin, and jowls around the mouth.
Jowls.
See, there again, that's going to be part of it. I mean, like, when your face was, like, I use the example all the time of my tattoos. Some of the tattoos on my right hand, well, I shouldn't have said right, because now you'll make a Jack and Trades joke. Shush.
Oh, my goodness.
There was more of a palette there, right? And then, this is a great example. Let's say you write something on a piece of paper, and then a drop of water falls on it. Yeah. It's going to shrink up a little bit. And that's what my tattoo here on this right arm, I know what it says to me. That's all that matters. Like, mm-hmm. if people, I can tell you what it says without even looking at it. Like, I know. But that's just one of those things, is the palette gets smaller, the canvas or whatever gets smaller. It's going to, And like smokers, so it's that same thing in the corners.
Oh, yeah.
They've been holding it like there for
some corners of the mouth get all brown or whatever.
That's why models won't smile.
I can't even look at Sharon Osbourne. Since all this,
I want to see what I haven't seen her lately.
Like, physically,
she's a nice lady, very pretty lady.
Staggering what she looks like now.
Like, I should sit down. Is that what you're saying?
I would always recommend
that. What do you put in 2025? Is that how you find the most current?
Actually, I put an Ozempic mouth that she pops up.
Oh, no way.
There's that other surgery that people have had where they take out the fat in your cheeks. But the problem is, when you start losing weight and you don't have that in, it makes your face sink in.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, good gracious.
Like, she don't, like,
this
look.
One picture, she looks like Nancy Pelosi with red hair. Like, that's the look.
Pelosi looks like she's about to melt.
Oh, cry.
Look at Rebel Wilson here. She looks kind of the same way.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be her now.
Old Confederate Wilson.
Yeah. Look, if y'all can do Sexiest Man Alive, we can do things like this. Because, you know, people say, oh, you shouldn't be judging women. It's like, listen, there used to be a thing called Miss America. That's all it was.
Whoopi looks the same to me after this.
Okay, Rebel, golly, boom.
Just a little thinner.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, black don't crack, so it's the difference.
So are these people, those three, are they admitting, yes, we do this? Or is this just Hollywood Roundup speculation stuff?
No, if you've been prescribed that, then...
Yeah, but I'm saying, is this speculation they are on Ozempic, or have they come forward and said,
yes, we are on Ozempic?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, if people...
But I thought you had to be diabetic. That's what pisses me off. I'm type 2 diabetic. I've been busting my butt. I should get a tattoo that says Ozempic free on my arm. When people look and say, oh, you fucking on Ozempic.
These injections were made for you.
I have the tattoo here.
There's a dermatologist. His name is Dr. Michelle Green. And he's saying that these people are all showing...
Italian.
showing signs of this Ozempic mouth.
Well, who was the first person that, like, you know, discovered they lost a lot of weight off of this?
And then they were like, holy crap.
It just snowballed from there. Can you tell you who it was?
I don't know.
It was a byproduct of somebody's diabetes medicine, though.
Yeah.
And so she adds that the volume loss can also worsen the appearance of existing fine lines, wrinkles, and skin laxity, contributing to overall look. So it's sinking in, and there's nothing you can do about it once you lose that fat.
I think it was Big John in NC on X that said that, you know, he tried to get it to manage his A1C and his diabetes, but... When people started getting it for weight loss, it was harder for him to get his hands on. Which is awful.
Okay, so the person who invented, well, this is, I mean, this ain't going to tell us first person who's on it. I was going to say the person who invented it.
Like, somebody took to social media first, right, and was like, oh, look, this works, and it blew up. And
celebrities
started doing it from there.
Because it's an easy way out.
Oh,
you have to drop 20 pounds, why not do it?
Ozempic was invented by a Canadian doctor, so we shouldn't quit trying to.
But I imagine what they were using it for was for blood sugar, not for weight loss.
Yeah, because you know, when I first got on metformin, or I was on glucophage, that was the first medication I was on for type 2 diabetes. I did lose some weight, but I think it was also me, like, realizing, holy crap, you have diabetes, fat ass. Like, I think I controlled myself a little bit, but I do notice that, yeah, I did.
And it's the most expensive in this country, all these. Wegovy, Mounjaro, Ozempic, all of them.
It's the most expensive?
It's the most expensive in this country in the world. The markup.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So what does that mean? Eli Lilly's a dickhead?
I don't know, but all these started out as a, you know, prescription, and then, like, moved off it. That's what's weird about it.
Yeah, because you see commercials about it all the time. But then you do all that other stuff, too. It's like, just ask your doctor. It's like, hey, man, there's this new strain coming out. Ask your dealer if they've had cereal milk. It's the new weed strain, man. You know what I'm saying?
How about they talk to the doctor about it? Because if I ask him about it, he's got to find out if he can prescribe it or not, and this becomes a whole thing.
Right.
Because he don't know about it.
Yeah. Well, or either that or he's like, he can't act like he knows about it because they have that payola, plugola rule, too. Yep. So it's like, if they come in and ask, well, then I can tell them.
They can't take your hand squeezers or your pens or your pads.
Right, or get the catered lunches anymore. You nurses know what I'm talking about, don't you? All right, Paige, that was traumatic. Fantastic. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
The Pirates fan that fell from right field, we have an update.
God,
oh, man.
20-year-old gentleman who fell from the, which, you know, reportedly.
See, a silent owner of the team now.
Just jumped a little too high. Like, this is.
That's terrible.
This has become a big thing.
Well, they really need to. They're going to eventually put glass up around all that just because of people that get drunk and fall. I mean, they're going to do it for our safety, but it's going to screw it up for people who
and they got the nets
throw
already.
Batteries on the field and stuff. Yes. So,
but the railing should be a lot higher. I think it's like a 3-foot railing. He just got to jump.
Lord, yeah.
You saw Denny Hamlin's karma right there, right? He gets booed during driver introductions. He goes horns down, and then his car catches fire halfway through the race.
You know his ass was on fire. Like, right where that was burning, that was right on his ass. I was about to say, that ain't Joey Logano. That's Bubba Wallace.
Nah, Bubba
you
ruined
put
it.
The wrong name up, stupid.
Bubba ruined it for a lot of people yesterday.
Yeah, well. All right. sports next. Good morning. Thank you.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history. Way back in 1904. 121 years ago, this gentleman threw the first perfect game in the modern era of baseball against the Philadelphia Athletics. What the hell was his name?
I believe there's a major award named after him.
Oh, there is?
His name was Cyrus Young.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Terry Golden Gloves.
You liar.
It was Cy Young.
Scared me.
Old Cy Young.
I'm not familiar with Terry Golden Gloves.
Uh-oh.
And old Tommy John's got a surgery named after his ass. So, or his arm, not his ass.
Oh, Lord.
That's an interesting surgery.
I thought you were talking about Tony Triple Crown at first.
Tony Triple Crown. God, was Miggy the last Triple Crown winner? Mm. That was what, 2013 or 2016? Obviously, it was Yaz in 68.
It's like a door opening.
Yeah, it does. Kind of creepy.
I think you're right. I think it was Miguel.
And he's gone now.
Yeah.
He's retired.
I mean, yeah, he's not
retired.
Dead. Retired.
What the? Hang on a second.
Yeah, double dump on that one.
Let me go back. Watch that little dog stare at that big dog's, you know,
what?
Huge nuts when he walks over him. Look. He's just looking up at it.
Good Lord.
It's a greyhound.
He's got distracted by TV, and I thought that was part of the story.
Oh, it's that greyhound used to pitch for the Phillies.
Oh, okay.
He
used to drive the St. Louis Browns into town.
That one dog's gimmick's bigger than the other dog itself. So, Kavan, I guess you say his name? K-A-V-A-N.
Kavan.
Kavan Markwood. The 20-year-old gentleman who fell from the stands in right field.
Oh, my gosh.
He's awake. He is alert. And
like woke?
Yeah, like in the hospital.
What did he break?
Well, the thing is it was a head injury, but it looks like he hits his head halfway down before he smacks the ground. So
fractious.
I didn't know he had a GoFundMe, and his GoFundMe is up to they wanted $45,000. They almost got there, $38,000 raised so far.
God.
So
GoFundMe was the buzzword of the weekend, I feel like.
Yeah.
I heard it so much.
Really was. I don't know if they're going to sue the Pirates or Major League Baseball. I hope not.
I hope they don't.
They got no money.
We'll make them walk the plank if they're innocent.
Our money is tied up in the pitching rotation. Skeens gets all the money.
Skeensy.
Their announcers should have to do the games like Pirates.
Skeensy.
Oh, here's the 2-1 pitch. Oh, and it's a wee bit outside.
I'd like Livy Dunn to come walk my plank, if you know what I mean.
Oh, this half inning of Pirates baseball is brought to you by Bulova Watches. Time flies. Bulova soars.
Moment of silence for Roberto Clemente. Arr.
Also brought to you by Tony Satcheris.
It sounds kind of scary, actually.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that.
No.
No, up to bat.
Just stick with walking like an Egyptian. Egyptian, not Egypt. Well, yeah, it is Egyptian, not Egyptian.
So good luck.
An Egyptian. There we go. Okay. You know her?
Kevin Markwood. I feel bad for the kid because my son's the same age. And if that happened to him, whew, he wouldn't have seats that good, first off. But still,
no,
he'd have a longer fall from the upper deck.
It's quite bliss. That's happened too. I mean, maybe not there, but Yankee Stadium that time.
Oh, my God.
Person fell out of the upper deck.
Well, you know, if you fall out of right field at Fenway Park, you pretty much just fell over drunk.
I do have to remind you that I did once throw up off the back of Death Valley.
Like, my God.
Off the back of, like, imagine, like, looking straight down, doing that, and being in that state, but me and the way I am with height, like, literally off the back.
Y'all right off the Champions Drive, I guess, is that little cut through?
It was right there, literally by the entrance. Like,
God, man.
What a miserable day that was.
You trying to sabotage being a Gamecocks fan, going to Death Valley, throwing up?
No. I was there.
Oh, God. That's going to be more of a thing now, selling alcohol at these games.
I mean, they're going to have to start. The way communities put poop bags out for dogs, they're going to put puke bags in the seats.
Because it's not going to stop. They're still going to drink and go out. Maybe they won't let you leave at halftime anymore. I don't know.
You got to stay for the whole game, all seven innings.
Well, then they're going to have to allow marijuana smoking in the stands. Or, I mean, it's going
to
happen.
They're going to have to put troughs, like, in the stands. Bathroom's going to be packed.
That's awful.
Maybe I'm the only one that pees
a lot. Like an aqueduct kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or like a straw. What they did over in Greece.
Big piece scroll.
Egypt too.
No, I mean it. We out of here for real.
All right, cool. We're going to take a break. I'm getting a battery flashing sign on my computer. Why is that? It's plugged in.
Oh, we got to call it. It should be with the docking station. Should charge it.
Okay.
While it's plugged in.
All right. I could have asked you that off the air. It's Monday. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.